Hey, I'm in the bedroom. How'd your training go? That's great, honey. Yeah, I said that's great, didn't I? What do you want from me? A round of applause. Good job, baby. I'm so proud of you. Is that enough worship for you, Master? What? You wanted this, right? I mean, you wanted more praise. I'm giving you more praise, and it is still not enough. Nothing is up. Actually, it's you asking whether something is up. That's what's up. You assuming that there's something wrong with me just because I didn't greet you, kneeling at the door in lingerie, begging to suck your dick after practice is what's up. Maybe your other bitches greeted you like that, but I don't. So if you miss them so fucking much, I'm sure you still have their fucking phone numbers in your fucking phone because you never delete contacts or whatever dumb fucking excuse you have now. What's that in your hand? What? Why? I seemed upset and you wanted to make me happy, so you thought that buying me a little trinket could get me to wag my tail for you again or something, like a little doggy. Maybe next time, give me some treats so you can teach me how to give you a paw. Fucking asshole. Yeah, well, maybe that fucking worked on your other girlfriends, that's why. Just stop. Stop being so nice. It's pissing me the fuck off. Because every time you're being a good boyfriend, I'm reminded of how you got here through fucking experience and all the trial and error of your other girlfriends, your fucking army of practice material, so you could finally get it right this time around. Yeah, that's what this is about. You know what? Yes! Yes, it is! Don't fucking touch me right now, I swear to God. Fuck you, I'm not sitting down. I told you, don't fucking touch me. Why? Isn't this gonna be great for your next girlfriend? I mean, I'm giving you all this material on how to deal with the crazy, irrational bitch according to you, so. Hey, look, go with me! I told you to. Don't sit me on your fucking lap like I'm some stupid fucking girl freaking out over nothing. You're not Santa. I'm literally a year older than you. I'm a grown ass woman with a career. I don't need to sit on your lap like some ditz! Which one of your exes taught you this technique? Huh? I keep bringing them up because. No. I know that. Yeah, whatever. Why? Why? It doesn't matter. It was stupid anyway, so let's just forget it. Ooh, great job at practice today, honey. I'm so glad the training went well. Whoa, my sweet boyfriend is so athletic. Wow. Stop looking at me like that. I'm sorry for crashing out or whatever. Can you let go now? I got a full. This laundry. Can you. Asshole! Can you just not let anything go? God. You're so fucking annoying. Pissing me the fuck off. I told you. It's dumb. You don't need to know any specifics. What are you, a fucking cop? Just because you're my boyfriend does not mean that you get to know everything. You're just nosy, and it's fucking annoying. No, it has nothing to do with your ex-girlfriends. I couldn't give a rat's ass about those ugly bitches. Oh, you don't want me to talk about them in that way. What? Are you still fucking in love with them? Right. So then you shouldn't care. No, I need you to let me go and give me some space. I said I don't care about them. No, it's not about any of them. It's not about any individual girl. Can you stop playing detective for one fucking second? Why do you need to know everything? You're just gonna think I'm some bitter, selfish loser. How could you promise me that, hmm? What if I'm about to confess that I'm a serial killer? Would you still love me after that? Cause that'd be some really poor judgment on your part, and you'd be dumb as hell for that. Shut up, smartass. God, I hate this side of you. Okay. I'm just gonna rip the band-aid off, I guess. No, wait, this is cringe. Ew. No, I changed my mind. Well, if I'm so annoying, then why don't you just break up with me for a normal, better girl who's more experienced than me? There, I said it. And I know it's not sex positive of me or whatever. You don't need to tell me. It's just dumb. It's dumb, and now you know how dumb I am, and congrats. What a fucking victory. Don't you fucking start. You always do this. You always act like whatever I tell you is not a big deal, and it's all okay, and it's so frustrating. I don't know. Be mad, disappointed, disgusted. I don't care. Just something. Confused is not an emotion. It's not. Well, then it's not the right one. Because you are my first, so... What? No, ew. Okay. Never say anything like that again. I will never want to be with a man that isn't you. If you break up with me, I'll just become some asexual hermit or something, or like trying to look for the girl version of you, I guess. It sucks to know that. Ugh, I can't say this without sounding like a fucking loser. I don't like the idea that other women have seen this side of you that only I am supposed to get. I'm the only one that deserves it. I don't even care that makes me seem selfish. It's true. Do you have a time machine? Yeah, exactly. So what's the fucking point in having this conversation? Because we ran into one of your exes yesterday, don't you remember? It's the whole reason I've been so... I hate talking about this. I don't want to be the jealous, insecure weirdo that can't deal with you having had previous relationships. But when I think about all those girls, I don't know. This is like my own stuff, and I probably shouldn't project it onto you, so. You know. I'm sorry, bitch. There. God, fucking asshole. No, you don't need to do anything. Like I said, this is my own stuff. No, like, it's actually ick-worthy. Like, some of the stuff I think about, it's No, I don't. I think you'd just be like weirded out. Well, kinda. Like, not a total social reject, but something like, I don't know, like kind of dweeby and lost when it comes to girl, and they teach you. You think you could play some insecure, awkward loser? Honey, you are the loudest person I know, by a lot. And I'm sure your sweat is just pure testosterone. And respectfully, no, you couldn't. You couldn't. This is so pathetic. I can't ask you to do something less lame. It's stupid. Just forget about it. I guess I appreciate you torturing the truth out of me with your annoyingness, but I'm glad we talked about this. But can we stop talking about it now? No, I don't need any role play. I just needed to vent, I guess. And now that I've kind of said it out loud, I realize how ridiculous and stupid I sound. So, yeah, I'm sorry. Can I just open the present you got me? Babe, please. Just drop it, okay? I'm fine. I swear. For what? No, honey, you don't need to do anything. I'm serious. We could just move on, and it's not a big deal. I'm over it. Really. Oh, this is such a pretty necklace. Thank you for getting it for me, baby. And, sorry for being such a crazy bitch earlier, I guess. I'll put it on in a bit, but I think I'm gonna take a bath first, if that's okay. I think I just need a little time by myself to just relax and think. Okay, great. That was nice. I think I'm feeling a little bit better. Babe? Are you here? Baby? Honey? Okay, so he laid some clothes out for me on the bed. What the fuck is that fucker up to right now? And what is this outfit? Put on the clothes and answer the door when I call. P.S. That was a long ass bath. I've been prepping for like 30 minutes. Okay, well, I was just relaxing, asshole. This outfit. You better not be taking me a step outside this apartment. This is the sluttiest fit I've ever seen. Oh my god. I completely forgot that I had this blouse, and this skirt is so fucking. Okay, for fuck's sake, you can straight up see my pussy. I kind of forgot how many this mini skirt really was. And of course, he got me white cotton panties to wear. Might as well be see-through with how wet he makes me. I hate him actually. So annoying. Here we go. Gee, I wonder who that could be. I sure do hope it's not a total stranger because I'd be showing him this super slutty outfit. Oh no. Why do you look like such a dweeby nerd? Oh my god. How did you even do this? What? Come in. Oh my god, you look. Wow, you've got the look down. I'm actually a little grossed out. I don't know if I want to do this now. Ew. What? No. That's. This is a good thing. This is perfect. Oh my god, you're like such a fucking loser. I could fix you so good. Oh yeah. The project. I totally forgot. Whatever. I guess we could do it or whatever. You're such a dweeb. Why are you so bad right now? What do you think you're doing? My PC is in my bedroom. If you want to help me, then why the fuck are you sitting down here? Oh my fucking god. Yes. I have a laptop, but I left it at my boyfriend's house. Do you think I'm completely fucking stupid or something? Are you scared of finally being in a girl's bedroom for the first time? Oh god. It's not actually gonna be your first time in a girl's bedroom, is it? I can't believe you and I are actually paired up. Those glasses better mean you're actually fucking smart. Oh, we have? You did? I can't remember, but good job, I guess. Well, if you've done it once, you can do it again, right? So chop chop, into the bedroom we go. God, you're so fucking useless. Ew, why are you sniffing my room? Gross. Oh, you just noticed my room smelling like perfume. Fuck. You're so... Can you just get to fucking work so I can get back to fucking my boyfriend? Yeah. He's coming over in like 30 minutes, so you better fucking hurry up, loser. I told you I could help, not that I was actually going to. Oh my gosh. You actually got a cute little stiffy just from smelling my room, baby. You're so cute! I kinda wanna trick you out till you cry. Of course I can see. You're not wearing any underwear, silly. I can't believe you actually got hard from literally just smelling my body lotion and perfume. You like it when I mean, huh? It seems like this is just as fun for you as it is for me. That's so adorable. Seeing you get turned on from me being mean to you is making me want to write you so stupid. Can you, like, hurry up? I need to change into something slutty before he gets here. Yeah. Just keep working. Why the fuck are you turning around? It's not like you've never seen a girl in her underwear before, right? I mean, you couldn't possibly be that much of a fucking loser, right? Hey, look at me. Mm-mm, not your laptop screen, eyes up here. I asked you a question. Are you that much of a fucking loser? Your silence speaks volumes. Keep looking. I want to take this from you. It's your first time seeing a girl undress in front of you. And it's your classmate that fucking hates you and thinks you're a little shrimp dick nerdy loser. Ew! Oh my god! What the fuck? There's like a little wet spot in your pants. Ew, ew. Ew. Did you just fucking leak through your underwear just from seeing a girl in a bra and panties for the first time? Ew, ew. Oh my god, don't tell me you just came, right? Oh my fucking god, you are so tragic. No. But don't fucking look away. Keep looking at me. My tight stomach, my wide hips, my fat ass, and these big, beautiful tits. Don't they look soft? Don't you just want to squeeze them? Does it ever bother you that a little virgin loser like you will never get to feel what This feels like squeezing a nice big pair of titties on a pretty girl. I'll tell you what, I just got a text that my boyfriend is running late, so you're gonna be my entertainment. And if you entertain me well enough, maybe you'll get rewarded. Or maybe not. It's not like you'd dare ruin your first chance at touching boobs. Now take your pants off. That's right. Jesus fucking Christ, you're so gorgeous. Ew, it's so swollen and I didn't even do anything. You're already leaking all over the place too, so let me get this straight. Not only do you have such a pathetically desperate hard-on just from seeing me in essentially the same as a fucking bikini, but you're also a little loser. Wow, congrats, baby. Well, since you removed your bottoms, it's only fair that I remove mine. What? Ew. No, you can't sniff them. Oh my god, you're such a gross little freak. Oh my god, no wonder you're a fucking virgin. You're probably one of those gooners who tuck at their stiffies all day thinking about huffing a pretty girl's scent because even in their little fantasy, they can't get pussy. Oh. It's the first pussy you've ever seen, right? You've never, ever, ever seen another girl's pussy in real life. Only mine. And you love it. Don't you? You never fucked another girl, right? How about it? Yeah, that's fucking right. I'm gonna be your first. Me. I get to have you and no one else. I'm gonna get on my back and I'm gonna spread my legs. Come on. Get in here. Get in close. Boyfriend? What? Shut the fuck up about the role play. I'm the first girl you've ever been with. Fucking say it. You mean it? You've never been with another girl. Never, ever, ever. Never even got close to one. Only me? Yeah. Never felt pussy before me. I get to give you that experience. And you're gonna be grateful to me forever. And you're never gonna be able to forget me. And it's gonna feel so good. Give me a kiss now. That was your first. That was your first. That was your first ever kiss with a girl. Just me. No one else. No one else. And it's perfect. You've only ever kissed me and you can't ever even think about kissing other girls. You don't know how it feels. You don't know. Put it in. Put it in for the first time ever. You're never gonna forget this moment, right? It's so special to you, right? Right? Yeah. Yeah, that's fucking right. Put your cute little stiffy into my pretty glistening cunt. But it's only been like 3 thrusts. Wait, are you acting? Oh my god. Really? Oh, that's so cute. Come for mommy, you cute little preemie. Keep going. You're almost there. Gosh, you're actually coming already. That's so cute. Oh my god, you're such a cute little pre-jack loser boy squirting from less than 10 cute little thrusts. That's so adorable, baby. I love you. Oh, you're such a cute little loser making a big mess of my gut. Yeah, be embarrassed. Good. so quick. You came so fast. That's so cute. I didn't even know boys could come that fast. You're so pathetic, baby. God, you're like genuinely embarrassed and taken by surprise by that, aren't you? That's so hot. Am I the first girl you had a cute little premature orgasm for, baby? Yeah. Losing your virginity was too exciting. Was that it? Oh, you came so fast. I mean, you came so fast for you mean popular mommy. That's so cute. Yeah. Bury your head in my chest from embarrassment. God, this night is so perfect. I know you didn't mean to. I know you wanted to last longer. I know, cutie. I know. It was so hard, isn't it? Because you weren't used to the feeling. Poor boy, you barely even got to feel what a fucking pussy feels like. I guess it was too much for you, wasn't it? Such a cute little loser pre-jack. With a big stiffy for his mean project partner. It was so cute how turned on you got from how mean I was being. You're like a little puppy. No matter how mean I am, you just can't hope to be hopelessly loyal to me and only me. How many girls have you been with? You think we should count this though, baby? Less than 10 thrusts. I mean, even the most inexperienced little hair trigger loser boys don't come that fast. But it's okay if you're still a virgin. That just means I can take care of it all over again. And again, and again, and again. Mwah. Seriously though, how did you do that? That was the cutest thing anyone has ever done for me, and I am obsessed with you. Yeah, but even with some edging, like 10 thrusts. Really? Baby, it's so cute how you're like genuinely like a little embarrassed. But then every time I mention it, I can feel your cock getting more and more hard again. You love it when I'm mean to you, don't you? You come so fast. It's so pathetic. Cute. Little preemie, loser, dweeby, nerdy, pre-jack. No, don't get up. This was so fun. Stay and cuddle with mommy. Put your head back on my chest. Come on. There we go. That's my good little loser. Thank you. Thank you for indulging me. Why on earth would you feel bad for not making me come? Bitch, that was like an orgasm for my soul. I've never been so satisfied in my life. I don't need to come right now. No. Stay right there. Not so fast. I know what you're doing. You, my dear, adorable boyfriend, were genuinely shocked at how quickly your little premature virgin loser orgasm spread in my pretty little cunt, weren't you? And now, you're trying to be all sneaky about the fact that you want to prove your manhood and prove that you can still make me your fucking toy and that you own this pussy. Well, I'm not giving you that satisfaction. Not right now, at least. Wanting to own something, but not quite getting to feel that way. Welcome to my world. So, just for tonight, I'm gonna let you stew in humiliation like a good boy. And you're gonna be my little virgin pre-jack boy toy, okay? Good boy. You're such a good boy for me. You're so cute when you're embarrassed. say sorry for coming quickly. Yeah, you feel bad, huh? Good. It's okay to feel a little shy. Just bury your head in my chest. Release those bare, subby boy whines and cries in my tits. It's so adorable. Good boy. God, you are just the cutest. I think from now on, maybe once in a while, when I get a little crazy or whatever, you should you should edge yourself like this again, but maybe even like a little bit more, and I'll teach you how to stop being such a pathetic, prematurely ejaculating loser. But you just keep on getting worse. Does that sound fun? No? It sounds embarrassing. Oh. Maybe if you hadn't fucked other girls before you had met me, I wouldn't have to turn you into my personal, dweeby, hopeless little pre-check. But now, it is the only way I can be sure that you are mine forever. And you want that, don't you? You want to be mine forever, so you'll do whatever I say to make me happy and keep me as your first and only girlfriend. I fucking thought so.